little
yes,
thing.
Yes.
You know? I mean, we had a van that I thought was, you had to put about 6 or 8 in to go to a dance.
Mm.
And how on earth we got in? There must have been, not been, it must not have been much bigger than a, well, it would be bigger than a mini, but and my dad had put forms down each side,
right,
so
yes.
we got 6 in the back,
yeah.
2 in the front. We used to go to these dances.
Mm, yeah, that was during the war.
That was during
people
the
to
war.
Dances by in the van.
Yeah.
And where were the dances?
Well, what's now converted? What's now built into houses? But the drill hall at Kirby.
Yes.
It was up just above the post office.
Yes.
You know, they built,
yeah, I know.
Well,
yes.
There.
Yes,
that was
I know. Yes.
The drill hall. We used to go there. We used to go to Sedbergh.
That's about 6 miles away to Kirby, isn't it? And
yes.
Sedbergh's about 12 or 15,
yeah,
I should
something
think.
Something like that. There was some good. And then I started taking the band about.
Mm.
There were 2 bands, Parker's and Newbold's.
Now, these are brass bands?
No, dance bands.
Dance bands.
And
so how many people in the band?
Well, there'd be 3 or sometimes 4.
Oh, right. So you could get them in the van?
No, I took them in the cars.
Right, yes.
The cars then had a drop-down...
Yes, I know. Boot.
Thing, a boot,
yes,
a drop-down rack at the back,
yes.
So they put the... Yeah, they covered, they put the
yes.
drums on there.
Yes.
And
yes.
We got, you know...
Yes.
So I eventually was taking those all over.
Mm.
And I once went to Dent, and we got to every dance we went to, there was only me there, you see, because the band went early.
Mm.
So they were set up and tuning up, and I was sat here like this, and then they started playing. And she was a brilliant drummer, she's just died. She was absolutely, if she'd been in today's world,
yeah.
And she could really, you know, drum. Anyway, I was sat there, sort of watching them and listening like I normally would, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "Come on, lass, we might as well go around." And I looked at this fellow, and he must have had feet about that big. You know, I'm not being funny.
Very big feet.
Yeah,
saying that.
Very big feet. I mean, he had boots on. You know, not dressed for... He had a suit on, but he had boots. He was... I mean, in those days, if you lived at Dent, you'd never been anywhere.
No.
You see? I didn't look at the band. Thought, goodness, they'll take Mickey out of me, you know. But anyway, it was good. And we always went... anybody went, really. I mean, loads went. You got your supper, and it was... rationed was food.
Yes.
So these dances were where the farms are, you know. This is like Black Market, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
And they would have their own hams and sheep, you know,
yes,
all this.
Yes.
And he used
so
to get
a good
really good feed. And especially the band, you know, they'd shove you in one side and give you.
Yeah.
And we used to go to Sedbergh and Dent, Kirby. We got supper at Kirby, but it was on a different system because it wasn't the farming area.
Mm.
These were the farmers, you
yes,
know.
Yeah.
And we always got suppers, and I think, really, sometimes a lot of them went to the dances for supper,
yes,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you mentioned Black Market. Let's just ask you about that. Did you come across a lot of Black Market stuff here in Burton?
Not that you really realised.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think that we never went short of food, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we ever really would buy anything on Black Market, although we would accept it probably as being the normal.
Yes, yes.
Because the farmers would
yes,
be selling
yes.
it, you see.
Now, one thing I want to ask you about is petrol, because in the war that was very tightly rationed, wasn't it?
Well, it was, and this little van, you in the war, the tractors, you know, farm
yes,
tractors,
yes.
they had what was called TVO,
yes,
paraffin.
Yes,
it's like
I've
a diesel, but
this.
You know,
yeah.
and they used
tractor vaporising oil.
Yeah, and they used to reckon to put a colour in it. So that
yes.
they couldn't
yes. Use it properly.
Well, this old van that we had, my dad must have converted it a bit, would run off TVO.
Right.
And we used to run it off TVO.
Which wasn't allowed.
Yeah. And I used to think when I went to these dances, oh, if anybody checks it, you know, but we...
So that's how you were able to get to these places?
Could go to these... Yeah. We couldn't... We wouldn't use petrol, ordinary petrol, to go to these for our own entertainment. Mm-hmm. Because we needed it for the, dance bands or whatever. Yes. I mean, there was a bit of taxiing, but not that much. Mm. Probably no more than now. Mm. But anyway, we used to do it on these TVO. And I took
I'm just thinking, you see, a lot of the young men would have been away.
They would, yeah. Yes. So where did they get all the dance partners?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yes, yes.
Well, they used to come to... That's another section of my life, really. They used to come to Bainbridge, you know Bainbridge.
Oh, that's some distance, isn't it?
And you see, like, it was Catterick, and there was always Catterick.
Yes.
So this is why they've been all in that area.
Yes.
And they were all in that area.
So these would be young men in the army at Bainbridge.
Yeah.
There was a camp there, wasn't
in
there?
The, yeah, a lot of them. And there's some at Sedbergh.
Oh, was there a camp at Sedbergh?
Camp at Sedbergh. Oh, the Wheatsheaf car park.
Yes.
Mm. Opposite.
Yes.
I don't know whether you've noticed, there's like the doctor's surgery.
Yes, yes.
And flats.
Yes.
And there's a staircase, isn't
there? Yes, there is, yes.
Outside.
Yes.
And then there was another staircase inside and a dance room at the top. Mm. Wouldn't your thoughts be they'd have got killed coming down there? You know, we used to push out every night.
Yes.
Sixpence it was to go in.
Yeah. Yes.
And we used to have dances there. Well, these lads used to come down from Bainbridge in the wagons, and Edie Newball, that drummer, lived round the corner.
Yes.
Her husband was a pianist, and we used to, Mary would ring up the here, you know, she'd say, and from, say, 5:30 when she got home, when they go home, and they lived in Yanham House, you see, that big one that sits back, they could see the car park. They'd arrange a dance in 2 hours.
Oh, right.
Arranged a dance, got the band and everything, and if soldiers came down, we always had a dance.
Because they were looking for some entertainment.
They were looking for
fun,
entertainment,
weren't they?
Yes, yeah. And they'd go to the Wheatsheaf in its heyday. Wheatsheaf used to do a lot of trade those days, and it was unbelievable how you got all this entertainment.
You
to make your own, you know, to look for something to do, but dancing you could always dance.
Yes.
But Kirby dances had the soldiers coming from Sedbergh.
Yes,
it was on tipping me to him that. They used to come down to Kirby, so there was really always somebody to dance with.
Yeah.
Where the stepping stones, you know where the stepping stones come across?
Yes.
There's a farm.
Yes.
Well, a friend of mine had that.
Yes.
Her father had that. Mm. And she used to come down to dances. We'd ring each other, everybody up, you know, come, there's a dance. But she used to come, say it was Friday night, there was always a dance, or Saturday. And she used to come on a big Clydesdale. She was horse mad.
Yes.
And there was no, she hadn't the, I don't know whether she drove them, but she always came on this horse. Well, they used to wear, funnily enough, long dresses more for dancing then. Well, Mary used to come down on this Clydesdale, it just had feet about that big, you know.
Mm.
And she'd tie it up at the back of the Wheatsheaf. How it is now, those little buildings, she'd tie it up there. And she'd come in with, and she was a bit rough and ready, because she lived up Chapley Dale, and to live up Chapley Dale in them days, you didn't see anybody, you know. And she'd have this long dress stuffed in this carrier bag.
Oh, I see, she didn't wear the dress on the
horse. Oh, no, stuffed in this carrier bag. She'd come in and change it in a cloakroom that I don't think was any bigger than that. But anyway, she'd do that. But when she went home, she didn't take it off. She left this dress on. And she'd get on this horse, as true as I'm here, and she'd come out of that Wheatsheaf car park. I mean, if anything could come in it, I don't know, but there wasn't, nobody thought. She'd come straight out of that car park, to go up to Chapel of the Daily, and as she'd come out, she'd go on its behind, and the thing set off, and you could hear it till it got to Chapel of the Daily, because it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, yes, not a sound.
Yeah.
And she always was doing that. She's still living. But she lives near Nelson.
Yes. Mm-hmm.